In this episode of the Idea Climbing Podcast, we discuss the ripple effect of your gratitude and happiness. My guest is author and speaker Phil Gerbyshack. Topics include how to practice gratitude and share it with other people, why happiness is contagious, how to recharge your gratitude and happiness batteries, and more golden nuggets of advice. I hope you enjoy the show. Welcome to the Idea Climbing Podcast. Today, we're discussing the importance of happiness in your personal and professional lives. My guest is my good friend, Phil Gerbyshack. Phil is the Chief Happiness Officer of Happy AF Now. I won't say what that means because I'll get zoinked. Dedicated to helping organizations and their people work and live a more engaged, more productive, and more happy life. His upcoming book, 7 Habits of Happy AF People, will be out the second quarter of 2024. I hope you enjoy the show. That being said, let's move on. Phil, thank you for being here. I freaking love it.
Oh, I love it, Mark. It's great to see you, buddy.
So happiness, we're going to dig into it, but broad strokes, you could pick any subject. And I know you're high energy and you love, but how did you pick happiness to the level where you actually wanted to write a book on it? What's the story behind choosing happiness as a topic?
I love that you said choosing happiness, because happiness is an inside job. I looked at a lot of stuff that I could talk about, and yeah. I believe that I have control of happiness. I can choose it. And I found a lot of people, Mark, that were really unhappy. Unhappy maybe with the right now, unhappy with tomorrow, unhappy with the future. And frankly, you know, with the elections coming up, I know there's too many ads, just too much of it, and it overwhelms us. As I think about it, it's almost like a winter coat. It just thunk on top of us. So I said, you know what? I got to do something different. And I decided actually about 2 years ago, I need to do something different. It's not enough to just be positive. I have to choose happiness. I have to choose it every day. So it starts with gratitude. What am I grateful for? It starts with looking at, hey, so what can I do as opposed to what can't I do? And what do I get to do versus what do I got to do? So it started there. And I said, you know what? I can control this. And people started saying private messages to me, Phil, your gratefulness is helping me be more grateful. I'm like, really? Like, I'm writing this for me. I didn't expect this to turn into a book or a movement, but I'll tell you, the messages I get privately and publicly are absolutely incredible.
Okay, gratitude is near and dear to my heart. I have a journal I'd love to say every day, but I don't. But most days I do. And then when I go to bed, I think about what I'm grateful for the day. Could you explain to the people listening and watching some gratitude practices?
Sure. Practice being the key word. This is not about perfection. This is about a practice. So I'll share, first of all, my simple gratitude practice. I think about today, I am grateful for. I think about that. What am I grateful for right now today? So right now today, I'm grateful for a hot cup of coffee. Sitting right next to me, I can drink this at my leisure. You've got Cheers. Coffee as well. Cheers, right? I'm grateful that I get to spend an hour with my buddy, Mark Carter. This is a big deal. Mark, I haven't seen you in a couple months, man. This is great. I love this. And I am absolutely grateful that today it's going to hit 56 degrees in sunshine here in Ohio. And I wear shorts every single day. I'm going to be clear. I very rarely wear pants. I don't care if it's, unless it hits zero, I'm going to be in shorts, walking the dogs, going to the gym first thing in the morning. I may wear pants later, but most of the time I'm going to be in shorts. So I'm grateful. 56 degrees, I'm going to be, it's like a heat wave. So I'm grateful for those things. And I'll either share them on Facebook because I want other people to feel the gratitude as well, for them to pause and say, you know, if that crazy guy can be grateful for 56, well, 56 easy, 36 degrees. If this crazy guy can be grateful for the fact that somebody cut him off in traffic, why can't I? Why not me? So that's my practice. Now, with that, I love your suggestion about writing them down. Yeah. I like digital because for me, it's easier if it comes up in memories, because I'm really bad at looking at yesterday, but I'm really good at looking at last year. So it comes up in my memories and I'm like, oh, that sunrise that came up that day, how amazing. Today I post a picture of how it looks at 5:45 in the morning. It's dark, it's blue, a little bit of gray, the beautiful colors. I get to see that a year from now. So it reinvigorates my gratitude. So that's the best practice that I can think of, is because you might not look at yesterday, because yesterday is still kind of close and maybe you're still bleeding a little bit because not everything was great. But a year from now, I can look back. And of course, all I do is I romanticize about the good stuff, because whatever it was, I mean, I got a mark on my elbow right now. I fell down. My dogs tackled me. I love them to pieces, but they tackle me. But in a year, it's going to be a scar, and I'm going to laugh about the fact that my dogs tackled me.
You have a gift from your dogs.
That's right. Absolutely, I have a permanent scar that reminds me that I have amazing dogs. So I think about that. Yesterday, if that was the day that they tripped me, I'm ticked. I'm like, come on. I'm bleeding. You cut my knee. You cut my arm. But a year from now, that's funny as hell. The dogs I know wrap their leash around me, and I can just imagine what happened. And I'm laying on the ground in the middle of the snow, laughing at myself because my dogs took me down. So that perspective is helpful as well. That's one of the keys to my gratitude practice, is the power of perspective.
Well, part of practice is taking action. And when you take action, you take it to get results. To drive the point home, the practice is great, but share what the results of gratitude are. What effect does it have on your life? What effect have you seen it have on other people's lives? What are the results of gratitude, of practicing it regularly?
Well, for me, first of all, nothing gets me down for very long. The practice of gratitude, that's a big one. My resilience is up, up, up. And that's really big, because I'll tell you again, it's hard some days. So getting more resilient, when I get knocked down, I get up again, right? I'm a little chumbawamba there. And that really works for me. The results on other people is, if nothing else, it gives them a pause to think about what is happening in my life right now and right now and right now that I can be grateful for. What's happening in my life that maybe if I look at it as a gift instead of as a curse, maybe I can recognize that it's going to be all right. And one of the other things that it does for other people is it gives them permission to know that not everything is going to suck forever. In the military, we talk about embracing the suck. And I still do some work with the special forces, but embracing the suck means right now, even if it's not great, mm-hmm. I'm going to embrace that not greatness. And I'm going to then say, you know what? This is going to get better. How do I make it better? What is the action that I can take? So embrace the suck. If I'm in the mud, I can't pretend like I'm not in the mud. Mm-mm. I got to embrace that, man. I got to be honest and say, I'm in the mud. Now I can take some action. But until I accept where I am right now and right now and right now, I can't move. That's like quicksand. So that's those are the three big ones I would say that I get results from, and I see others get results for.
Well, gratitude leads to happiness. And I know you had mentioned to me in your book, happiness and productivity are linked. Can you talk about that in an entrepreneurial perspective, about that link between if you're happy, you're going to be more productive? What does that look like, and why does that happen?
Sure. Well, studies show that happy people have more energy. Mm-hmm. Well, you need more energy to be more productive. And I mean that in a very real sense. You need more energy inside your battery on your computer to be more productive. Because if your battery's dead, well, you're not going to be productive. You need that energy inside yourself to keep going, to fight through that suck. So you need your battery recharged. And then this is the one that a lot of people miss, is you make other people more happy too and give them energy so that now they're energized and they're more willing to do work. Now that energy might be a negative energy because they might be pissed off that you're happy. That's okay. Who cares? Don't worry about that. Embrace that. In fact, I will tell you, eventually they'll come along. They'll come around. When I was in corporate, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
When my first book came out, 10 Ways to Make It Great, I was committed to every day saying, make it a great day. And I will tell you that I had a team of folks that used to mock me and say, hey, make it a great day, dude. Well, within a year, they recognized that I wasn't giving up, that I was resilient, that I was going to keep saying it, and that I lived it. I lived making a great day. I would ask them, so tell me something good. And they'd be like, this guy again? And eventually they came around, Mark. It was great, man. They came around, and that became their team motto within a year, that they That's wanted awesome. To make it great, what they did. So that energy that I have inside of me, that energy that I have inside my computer, that energy that I share with other people, that makes us the whole world more productive. So that's the direct link. If you're not juiced up about what you're working on, nobody else is going to be either. So get juiced up, get excited, get happy,
yeah,
and share that with the world. Think of yourself as somebody, something that people can plug into. You're your own electrical vehicle charger. Let people plug into you and mm-hmm. be the turbocharged, supercharged human that you can be.
So you mentioned charging and then letting other people charge off you. How do you start with recharging your battery? You're trudging through the mud. What are some practices that you use to actually recharge in those down days?
Yeah. Well, starting out, I'm going to pause. I'm going to recognize where I am. That's the first step. Knowing this is a down day, whatever day that is.
Yeah.
My battery isn't high. I need to charge. So how do I do that? First, I'm going to look back. I'm going to look back in my memories. Mm-hmm. I'm going to think about, okay, what has given me juice before? Is there any of that around me now? A simple example, right? Coffee. Coffee is almost always available for me. If I know that hot coffee makes me happy, and I haven't had a cup of coffee yet, well, go make a cup of coffee, doofus. Like, this is pretty simple, right? So something like that, that reminder is like, oh yeah, go do that. Have I taken a walk yet? Go do that. So I'm going to look at those things that make me happy in my memories, and I'm going to do some of that. If that doesn't work, and that's okay, it doesn't always yeah. work, I'm going to pick up the phone. I'm going to call one of my friends. I might text one of my friends. I'm going to look for some Freudenfreude, the joy of other people's joy.
Dig into that right? a little bit.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Schadenfreude is the joy in other people's misery, which I think is terrible. But Freudenfreude is the joy of other people's joy. So here's the thing. If I'm down, if I cheer other people on, Mark, your book is out. I'm excited for you. Congratulations. That Idea Climbing book is awesome. I had you on my show. I really do love the book. I can take your success and I can turn that into energy for me because I celebrate with you. And then you're like, oh man, hey, thanks a lot. Now you might say, well, that's just a Facebook post or just a text. There's no energy attached. I call hooey. Absolutely there is. I can give my energy to that. And I really think about how hard did Mark work on that? I know he worked for years on that book. I know how long it took. So it's not just Mark published a book. Mark poured 10 years of energy into a 120-page, 150-page book for me to celebrate. Oh my gosh. So that gives me energy as well. I call a friend. I look back. I celebrate with you. I practice that Freudenfreude. And then last is I'm just going to recognize that I'm okay. Mm-hmm. I'm a good person. And it's going to get better. I've gotten through this. I am 100% successful at making it till tomorrow. And the day that I'm not, I won't even know it. So keep going, buddy. You can do this. So that's kind of my own little personal pep talk for how things work. And then I'll say this. If none of that works, and I have days where none of that works, mm-hmm. I just crawl into bed, put my eye mask on, and I take a nap for an hour. And that works really well because then I can wake up and try it again.
So what are some other ways, once you get charged up, everything you just said, your day's going better, whether it's a nap, self-talk, whatever it might be, what are some ways to charge other people up intentionally?
Well, Freudenfreude is a big one. You cheer for other people. That's a really big one. The second way is you can openly ask them questions about things that they're passionate about. If I see, Mark, that you posted something on Facebook, I can ask you a question about that. And you are going to give it back to me, and then I'm going to give it back to you. And another way to do that might be to share a meme. A little silly meme is a great way to give other people energy. You say, well, what is that? Well, laughter is nothing but energy expressed outside your body. So let's give you some laughter. Let's make you laugh. Let's tell a bad joke. For me, I also love to tell bad dad jokes.
I was just gonna say dad jokes.
I've got a ton of dad jokes, right? So those are super fun as well. I tell dad jokes and I might send one to you. If I know you're having a bad day, I might send you a dad joke, make you laugh, right? A little meme, like I mentioned. Or I might just call you and say, hey man, can I talk to you? What's going on? And how are you really?
Yeah.
And listen, like listen, make space for people. Sometimes you might say, you know what? I don't really want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just knowing that you have someone that you can count on, that you can ask questions of, that mm-hmm. you can maybe vent to, that's how I can give you my energy. And just being present, right? Resonating at a neutral frequency for you to resonate back at your frequency is going to help. And I'm not trying to be woo-woo here. I'm talking about energy, folks.
Okay.
Energy begets energy. So let's give each other the space to amplify our own energy by giving you a little bit of mine.
Have you always been like that? Or did you discover it sometime along the way, like in college or something else? I mean, was it just ingrained in your personality since childhood, or was it something you discovered along the way? Maybe you're slipping up and getting a little jealous instead, or maybe you're doing something else, or is it just something you always have practiced? What's the story behind you being happy for other people?
Oh, definitely it's been a practice. It continues to be a practice. One day I recognized that being jealous of other people wasn't helping me at all.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't serving me. You know, even comparing myself to other people doesn't help. I mean, one of the people that I admire the most is Jay Baer. I don't know, you know Jay.
Yeah, I know Jay.
Jay's got many best-selling books. He's sold more businesses than I've started. The guy is incredible. And he looks like me, so he's incredibly handsome as well. So, or maybe I look like him because he's a year or two older than me, but whatever, right? So I can tell you that if all I did was compare myself to Jay Baer,
yeah,
I would come up short. It's not because I am not great. It's because Jay is further along the journey than I am. He's been doing this longer. He's got stuff, talents that I don't have.
Yep.
So I recognize I have a choice. I can either be jealous of Jay or I can be joyful for Jay. Well, I decide I want to be joyful for Jay. So I want to cheer him on. It's one of the reasons why I have my podcast. I love to bring people on and share my joy for them. I'm excited. The books behind me, I don't know if this is going to be video or not, but we got tons of books behind me. All people who have either sent me their book or people that I want to interview, most books I've read, and I cheer them on. Your book is probably somewhere over there, Mark, right? So everybody who sends me a book, how do I give them my joy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I actually read their book. And I find that reading their book, now it's like I just unleash that energy of all the work that you have done into me.
Yeah.
Has it always been that way? Absolutely not. Is every day that way? No. But when it's not that way, I pause, acknowledge that today is not that way, and then I get the hell out of the way and I don't talk to people because I know that my energy is infectious for good or for bad.
When you find yourself in a jealousy rut, I mean, that's one of the big effects of Facebook is, well, one, and I know you and I tend to be a little bit on the happier side. I had to practice it too. So we celebrate wins. But some people, when you scroll through Facebook, they're just putting forward, they could have the worst day in the world and they're going to post a picture of a sunset. Oh, I love life. And they're having a bad day. Or look at my super successful book. When you find yourself, well, let me rephrase this because you just explained it for you. But for other people, what tips would you have as they're scrolling through social media? The jealousy starts to well up. How do you break the pattern?
First, you can stop the scroll. You don't have to doom scroll. There's no reason to do that. Second of all, recognize that somebody else is posting their greatest hits. They might have just eaten a pickle. They might just be about to get hit by a car. And this is a point in time right here. This picture, this post is just a point in time. It is not forever. It is not permanent. It is not how their life is usually even.
Mm-hmm.
It's not how my life is normally. So stop the comparison. Again, if you can stop first. Oh, I'm comparing myself again, aren't I? Stop that. And then maybe post something of your own. That's exciting. You know, I don't delete many pictures from my phone. So I'll go through and I'll actually look and I'll scroll back and I'll be like, oh yeah, that's the time. Oh yeah, that's a time that I had this amazing latte. And I think about that latte and how good it was and how tasty it was. Or I might post a picture. Here's a picture of me when I got my friend Cheryl's new book. This is cool. I can think about Cheryl and say, wow, that is awesome. And if I really want to laugh at myself, not as Cheryl, I'm going to see that I've got my American Wrestling Association t-shirt on. Yeah. Pro wrestling, back when I was a kid, I would watch that with my dad. That was super, super fun. So that's an opportunity as well. So I think about those things and I encourage others, take pictures of stuff. Refer back to them, use them as fuel to get yourself back on track. Instead of comparing, live your own life, experience your own joy. If you can't get out of the comparison trap, compare yourself to your favorite edition of yourself. What does that look like? And I bet you got some pictures of a favorite time, a favorite place, a favorite something. Well, go back there and look at that picture. Think about those times. Think about that place. Think about that energy that you had. Because you know what, Mark? It's not the actual experience that gives us energy. It's the anticipation of the experience.
That's
so good. Relive it. Relive it. And then remember the next time that you're going to have that experience again.
That is awesome. I mean, we've covered so much ground in such a short period of time. People watching and listening, if they say, okay, I get it. I love what you said. You covered some practices. If you were to give them one tip, if you were to say, look, if you want happiness in your life, you want more happiness or happiness to begin with, do this one thing. Start here. If nothing else, do this. What would you tell them to do?
I would tell them to accept themselves for who they are. Practice radical self-acceptance and just say, you know what? This sounds cheesy, but it actually works. I love me for me, perfectly imperfect as I am. I'm good enough right now to do whatever I want to do. It is time for me to choose happiness because happiness is an inside job. So I'm going to choose it and I'm going to choose it for me. And once I choose it for me, then I can share it with others. But unless my cup is full, I got nothing for anybody else.
Yeah.
So I got to choose it for me first. That's where I would get started.
Well, if people watching and listening want to know more about you, where's the best place to go online?
Go to happyafnow.com. That's happy AF for authentic fulfillment now, or whatever else you think AF might stand for.
That's what I was going for. Now I know it's fulfillment.
Yep, that's right. Authentic fulfillment now. Happyafnow.com. Check it out. I've got a podcast up there. I've got a couple hundred articles up there. Check it out. And if there's anything I can do, feel free to reach out. All my contact info is there. You can sign up for free. There's some paid options as well, so you can get free copies of my book. So check it out. Happyafnow.com.
Thank you so much, Phil. This has been freaking awesome. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, it has been freaking awesome. Thanks, Mark.
And scene. Thank you for tuning into the Idea Climbing Podcast. If you'd like to hear from a lot more experts, the Idea Climbing book is now available at ideaclimbingbook.com. You can also hear more podcasts at ideaclimbing.com. Hope to see you in one of those two venues. Have a great one.